Welcome back, Positivamente Yo family. How's your week been? ¿Cómo está mi gente? Thanks so much for joining us again. My name is Rafael Feliciano. I am your host. I am looking forward to meeting so many of you as co-hosts. Thank you so much to everyone who has tuned in and listened to the preview episode, episode zero, and who has subscribed and liked and shared, found us on social media. Thank you so much. Again, Positivamente Yo exists as a platform and space for individuals who are living with or affected and impacted by HIV and AIDS. You don't necessarily have to be positive to listen in. We hope that by sharing stories of real people, real lives, real feelings and emotions and thoughts and opinions, we can kind of shed some light on being and living with HIV in a non-clinical, non-negative space. And again, passing no judgments. So specifically with disclosure this week and stigmas, I want to start by saying that any guest, any co-host on this show, specifically around disclosure, has the right to disclose their status and or not to. I want to create a safe space. We all want to create a safe space where some individuals aren't living in their paused truth. And again, those journeys are all individualized. And I never, ever, ever want anyone who's a part of this show to feel like they have to disclose their status. Likewise, if you're nervous and don't want to be physically on the show and you can't mask your voice, or you feel a family member or friend might hear this and recognize you, shoot us an email, shoot us a message on Twitter, on Facebook, on Insta. Don't forget to like and subscribe on all of your social media platforms. And let's just dive right in. This week is all about disclosure and stigma. Specifically, you know, there was a July 1st report in this past year, 2019, where the CDC basically states that there are 19 states that require, through their laws, an individual who has HIV to disclose it with their sexual partners. There are 12 states specifically that have disclosure around needle sharing partners. And so this week we've heard a lot on the campaign trail and the 2020, you know, Democratic primary process, and also with the current president, we know his stances and on HIV statuses. And so we've seen very detailed plans from Kamala Harris, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, and Bernie Sanders, and all of them supporting the Repeal HIV Discrimination Act, which would basically remove those conditions from those states as far as an individual having to disclose their status. And so I just wanted to get into it. Like, what does that look like for people? What does that feel like? And so I am so excited to take you on a journey for you to meet three or four amazing people and activists and individuals living with or impacted with HIV to just share, what the hell does that mean? Like, how does disclosure happen? And again, I just want to get into, before we meet these amazing individuals, for me, disclosure was a long road. Being able to live in my paused truth was difficult. And so I am now to a point in my life where I've been able to live in that light very publicly. You know, I was in Paws Magazine once, and, you know, just living in a very public life as being a Paws person is intense. It's scary. It's personal. And I know friends of mine and individuals who don't disclose or haven't disclosed, and not maybe necessarily to friends and or maybe not necessarily to family, but vice versa. So yeah, let's dig in. I can't wait for you guys to meet my co-host after the jump. Thanks for tuning in. And it's going to be a very intense and wild ride. Again, I have to give a content warning to any individuals who are listening with their family or younger individuals. Just be mindful. There might be some topics that are a little bit adult contented and oriented. So just be on the lookout. We'll be back in a minute and we'll get into disclosure and stigmas. Welcome to Positivamente Yo. Okay, Diva, thank you so much for being on Positivamente Yo again. I appreciate you, and I'm so blessed and honored you're joining us from South Africa. If you could just share with our viewers a little bit about your journey, your story, who you are, and what you're all about.
All right. My name is Diva Devoted. I am 32 years old. I am an author of Love, Life, and Everything Else. I also am currently publishing my second book. It's called The Nudity of My Truth. What I'm all about? Well, on 8-to-5 daily basis, I work as an IT service desk team leader, and I'm a mom in the evenings. Well, how I found time to even write about those things, I suffer from a lot of insomnia. Don't ask, it's a long story. So I went through a lot at a very early age, and I ended up having to just write these books. And so as for being an author, it's part of my side work, but 8 to 5, I am a team lead in a service desk.
A big part of our show is about people telling and living in their truths with regards to living or being impacted or affected with HIV and AIDS. So again, you can choose to disclose, you don't have to, but how has HIV impacted your life, and what is your story with regards to HIV and how and what role it plays in your life?
Okay, yes, I am HIV positive. I've been for the past plus minus 10 years now. I am not on ARV medication. I've never been. I only protected my children when I was pregnant. And every other day I've managed my healthy living, my healthy lifestyle. I haven't gone on meds because it is a manageable disease only if you can handle yourself well. And I am encouraging the use of ARVs, especially if with regards to your CD4 count and viral load. My viral load is 5% on the system, and my CD4 count has been more than 400. I am a group O positive, so I think my blood group also supports me in all of this. So yes, I've been positive for like 10 years now, and it's affected me, I can say negatively and positively, because positively I would not have met you. So I'm blessed, you know, and it has helped me to get to know myself so much so that I do not stress about anything that happens in my life. I accept and I connect with people in ways, in various ways, more than one. And then as for negatively, I've suffered a lot of rejection. People, once they know what you are, not even your family can support you in the right way. As long as they're HIV negative, nobody understands what we as HIV positive people are going through.
Exactly. And that's what the theme of this week's show is, my very first podcast. It's around the stigma and when is the right time to disclose or tell someone. So get into that a little bit. And I love the fact, right, that we're in America. What is the HIV experience like in SA? And especially being a beautiful, gorgeous, listen, as a gay man, I can tell you, you are a gorgeous woman. Like, mama, how is that experience for you being a woman and being positive?
With South Africa, what I've noticed is a lot of people are in the closet with this virus. They do not want to be rejected, so they do not disclose. I normally say in life, you go through different ways in which you accept the virus. It's either you accept it and you don't accept it and you're gonna spread it, or when you accept it, you still decide, I'm gonna spread it and I'm gonna recklessly. I have decided a way in which is a different path than for anybody to have, which is to fully disclose on my social media pages, to live as an activist, also to inform people that there is a positive light towards having this virus. Your blood may be stained, but the trueness of your own self remains. The trueness of who you are, your character cannot be changed by the stain within your blood. So unfortunately, not a lot of people understand that, and not a lot of people want to come to terms with that in South Africa. So you would date somebody and they would not tell you that they are positive or not, and there would come a time where he just goes like, can we stop using condoms, because we've been stable, we've been in a committed relationship, and that's it, you stop. As a woman, in most cases, when you are submissive, you would be on some, okay, let's stop. But now there has come a time whereby you need to get tested. And couples do not encourage each other here in SA to get tested on a regular basis. I'm not sure about that side. What happens that side?
Yeah, on this side, it's the same concept. So a large part, believe it or not, exactly the same concept of the virus is impacting a lot of young gay men of color, men having sex with men. But the second highest is exactly that. Beautiful black women, heterosexual women of color here in the US are contracting it for those very same reasons, from what I've heard from my women of color, my black women of color, who've had that same experience. They're in a trusting relationship. They exactly don't get tested regularly, and it's really impacting. So it's the same, it sounds like, universally, truly. So you said you face some rejection once people know. I know for me, you know, I've been in a couple relationships, I share that honestly, where, you know, my ex-partner knew that I was positive and was fine with it, but I'm newly single, girl. And facing that rejection is hard. How do you deal with it? What do you do? Like, what are your, when do you disclose, or just does everyone know because you're so famous and you're an author and a poet, or, you know, do you not disclose? What do you feel? What do you think?
With regards to disclosing, what I've chosen with my life is I disclose immediately when somebody comes into my life. I tell you exactly who I am, and I do not care whether you know my character or not, or you get to know me or not. This is part of, I know it's selfish, it's part of protecting me, because I do not want to build a bond with you, then you tend to reject me at the end of the day when you know my status. So I've built a wall to either protect myself or to protect my partner. So if you are willing to get to know me first, that this is what it is. I did not get it standing in the corner, hustling or whatever. I got it in marriage, and I've got two kids. These are my three babies. It's my HIV and my two boys. So it's a package. It's either you stay or you go. So that's who I am. I've hidden behind it. My mother has said that I use it to chase away men, but I've used it also to protect me before I start loving, because I love too deeply. I love too quickly. So it's important I protect me quickly to say, before I know who you are, Negro, this is who I am. So are you going to stay or leave?
So here in the U.S., and I'm wondering how it is out there in S.A., there are still some states that criminalize the fact that if you're HIV positive and you don't disclose with a sexual partner and or, you know, anyone who has HIV, you could land yourself in jail for like the rest of your life in some states. How is it out there in South Africa? Is it is it criminalized? Do you have to disclose? Or what are some of the rules and regulations from out there with regards to disclosure?
It's definitely criminalized. You have to fully disclose to your partner, especially when you know. So you need to inform your partner that you're HIV positive before you can actually to stop using condoms or not. But now what happens is that I think the pandemic, in order for it to just increase the rate of people getting infected newly every day, is that you'd get the likes of your loving husband that would go astray and go outside your marriage, and then at the end of the day does not become truthful about where he's been for the previous night or what he's been doing in terms of being promiscuous. And then the next thing, you end up finding yourself being infected newly, yet you married. So that is the case that is raising this thing to be more and more and more. And yet, even if you're on ARVs and then you become undetectable, you get again infected because of the partner that we chose. And we do not all go on PrEP, because you'd go on PrEP and your husband would ask you, why are you going on PrEP? You know,
what are some of the stigmas still that exist today, unfortunately, with the virus, in your opinion?
In my opinion, currently, well, with regards to that, is the first fact is that when you've got it, it's because you've been sleeping around. The second is when you disclose it, and then everybody suddenly thinks they can't drink. And then when you think that stigma is now subsided because of the reduce of TB within HIV positive people, but there's still that stigma of somebody saying, am I allowed to go down on you? I'm sorry to say, but it's true. Am I allowed to go down on you? Am I allowed to be fully sexual with you?
Honey, don't apologize. We talk about sex here, honestly.
So,
yes.
Want to be known that they're dating an HIV positive woman whilst they're HIV negative. You know? It's so different, because they, even if a person is willing to go on PrEP for you, but they are not willing for their families to know you because you are sick. And if somebody gets a hold of your profile, because like me, I'm open about it, I cannot get a man that will say, committedly, I will stay with you the way that you are, being negative. I've never dated an HIV positive person knowingly, you know? So every other time I would say, this is my status, but a man would never come out to me and say, oh yeah, I am negative, I've tested last month. Oh hell no, they don't.
Wow.
They don't want even, let's not talk about this, baby, you told me about it. And then when I say, you know what, I'm not feeling very well, I'm quite weak, I think my CD4 count might be going down, I need to go check. And then they would say, no, you're okay. just let's not talk about this thing anymore. Mm. Have you told your family? No. Would you like us to tell your family? Should it be that I get injured, I'm at your house? Would you like your family to know? No. Because of the stigma of how my mother would take you, how my son would take you, how, because you know we meet people with children right now, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a problem. It's not a clear, open and cut type of thing. Unfortunately, no matter how many drugs are there to help us take precautions and even the ARVs themselves, they can never take away the mentality of a human being.
It's the stigma that we need to get rid of. And I'm also wondering, because you're a mother, and listen, God bless you. Like, I'm totally going to buy your book and the new book that comes out. And I'm telling you, what really drew me to you was your poetic words. And so, like, before we get off today, I'm going to have you do one of your poems. But you're a mother. And, you know, again, you don't have to disclose your children's status because, again, that's all
yes,
private. But how do your children deal with it? Like, you know, of course they must love you. You're a badass power mom. Like, you're superwoman. But, like, how is it being a mom who's positive? And like you said, you protected your kids. How is that relationship? How do you deal with that every day? Talk a little bit about your babies. I can't wait.
Well, I've got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. Unfortunately, at that tender age, you cannot tell them about this because you are afraid that they're still in primary. They can run around and say, my mom is HIV positive. And then the next thing, the kids tell their mothers, whose mothers can tell negative things and influence them negatively about me. You know, being a mom. So what I do is I protected them on my tummy and they were born HIV negative. And then what I do is I am a writer. They know very well that my mom is a writer and they know that my mom is a team leader in a service desk. She's in IT. They are super proud. Every day they call me super mom. And there is not a day that goes by that I do not inform them and enforce the way that they need to live a righteous life. And also a life that is transparent to the people that they live with. You cannot stay with me and be my son and not talk to me. You need to be open. You need not to be moody. I am shaping you up for your next wife.
Yes, superwoman. I'm gonna hashtag that when I put your picture out there. Super mom, superwoman. Ziva, what got you into poetry and writing and becoming an author and living in your Pa's truth is what I call it. That's my hashtag, living in your Pa's truth. What motivates you to just write, to just share your artistic form? And like I said, I read your HIV poems. I love them. I have them saved. I screenshotted them on my phone. I will send you a picture. You're my background on my phone in that poem. But what motivates you to do that stuff?
It's pain. It's pain. It's pain so deep that when I speak about it, I immediately transform into it. It's pain so deep that when I speak about it, I immediately remember as if it was yesterday what it felt like when I stood in front of that doctor and he said to me, you are HIV positive. When I stood in front of that doctor and he told me that you are HIV positive and you are pregnant. You know.
Wow.
So you don't know which battle, which struggle to choose. You can't be hurt. You can't be stressed. Mm. You did not do anything wrong. You need to love yourself. Those words are out of your mind. Immediately, you're counting the days that this boy is not going to be with you. This boy is going to be alive, but you're going to be dead. So that kind of pain told me that my boys need to know my words of encouragement, of living, and how I went about in living whilst I'm still alive. Because when it happens that I leave this earth, at least my teachings are on my books. They will never go through a circumstance whereby I will not be there to guide them, spiritually or not.
And for all of our listeners, Diva, your words will live on with all of us as well. So your boys are super lucky to have you as super mom, and that through that pain, you're celebrating life and those lessons, where if I have kids, girl, I'm gonna make sure I give them your book too. So your teachings will be with all of us. And God bless you and love you for that. I am, like, you know, beyond words, that is so powerful. And the fact that you found out you were positive while pregnant, girl, God bless you, Superwoman. Like, you don't even know. That is fucking crazy. Everyone, and, you know, we talk about that, remembers they're finding out they were positive stories. Like, the fact that you not only found out you're positive, you also had to go through pregnancy. That, you go, girl. And so that leads me to my next point. I'm very cognizant on this show, and I hope you use the Anchor app to make your own podcast out there, because you see how easy it is. But what is your advice to women?
I will do so.
You really should. But what is your advice to the women? Because, you know, I'm a gay male, but I wanted to make sure women's voices were heard on this podcast, and that this just wasn't another gay white men podcast talking about the disease. What are your words of wisdom, or what is your words of advice for women of color throughout the world? Because as we've kind of connected, SA, you know, women are experiencing maybe some of the stuff that American black women are experiencing. What is your advice? What do you say to your soul sisters out there about contracting the disease or anything? What do you want to say to the women of the world?
My first advice to them is accept yourself no matter what color, no matter what shape of nose, no matter what color of your eyes. Accept yourself no matter how shaped you are in body, no matter how flabby or flappy your breasts are and your stomach is. Accept yourself the way that you are. Yes, there's cosmetics, but do not put yourself through loans and credits and trying to make other people accept an image of you that they can tolerate. Tolerate yourself the way that you are, and everything else, let it be an enhancement. Secondly, I would like to say, black woman, white woman, Asian woman, we all suffer the same pandemic of HIV and AIDS. So whoever that laughs at you now, does, no matter how stable they are, it does not mean that it guarantees them that lifetime they will live without it. So they need to know that we are not to be laughed at, and we are as normal as they are. We are as healthy. I could be more healthier than the other person is, but a chronic illness is a chronic illness. It's there in your body. It does not define you. Wow. Not at any level does it degrade you, no matter how we got it. Because even if you got it as a slut, I'm sorry to say, it depends on what your whole background was. Nobody likes to be a slut. At times, we go through so much in life that we have to sell our bodies in order to feed our families.
Yes, yes.
It's so true.
It is true.
The third thing. Mm-hmm. Is have a pillar that is stable. And God is the only stable pillar I know in my life. Even when my family was not stable enough for me, God was. Even when my friends were not stable enough for me, God was. Even when my devoted husband, though I'm a widow now, was not stable, God was for me. So just have stable pillars to rely on. Do not rely on things that will make you fall at the end of the day, because that's where suicide comes from.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry, girl. You got me all emotional. That is beautiful. Like, that is, I think, the perfect way to start wrapping this up is just listen, Diva, I would love for you, if you could, just to read one of your poems, one of the two that you shared with me, just around HIV, with our guests, to hear it from your words. Like I said, for any of our listeners out there, you can buy her books online. You can follow her on her social media, which we'll share all the plugs. But if you could, Diva, and again, thank you so much for being on here. You're welcome back anytime. Just end out our segment with your poem, your words, and listen, God bless you. I love you. You have a soul brother out here in the U.S. And if we can get it together and I continue to grow the show, if I can fly you out, I'll fly you out. We'll get your books going. But know that you are now connected and we love you. And just close out this segment, I think, no better way than with one of your poems and words.
All right. If I could tell you I can cook and I'm a good woman, why can I not tell you about my HIV status? If I can tell you I'm a mother of two boys, healthy living, why can I not tell you I'm HIV positive? if I can tell you that I'm a loving, caring, ambitious woman and I'm in IT, I am in an industry whereby I'm helping to grow, I'm growing myself, why can I not tell you that I'm HIV positive? Because HIV is part of who I am. HIV is part of my life. HIV is in my bloodstream, but HIV will not kill me. I am Diva Devoted, the poet. Thank you very much, Raphael.
Diva, I love you. Thank you so much. And
I love you, man.
And we, and I, ladies and gentlemen, that was Diva Devoted, author, poet, mother, superwoman, super mom, super lover, and super person of this world. Please make sure you follow her on social media, like her, buy her book online. It's only $7.99 US dollars right now. The link will be on our website, on our Facebook, on our Instagram. Diva Devoted, ladies and gentlemen, I love her, and you all should too.
If you love what you're hearing, don't forget to subscribe. It's free on all of your podcasting listening platforms. Positivamente Yo is on social media. We're currently on Facebook and on Instagram. So make sure you like and share. Join in on the conversation. There'll be polls and message boards and topic ideas. I want to hear it all from you. And also, you can send me via the Anchor app and whatever your podcasting listening devices are. There will be a link for you to send me voice notes or voice messages just on your thoughts, ideas, comments, suggestions. And if you're ever interested in being a guest on the show for any of our topics, again, you can check us out on Facebook, send me a DM, send us a line, and we will definitely try to get you on. Don't forget, Positivamente Yo, P-O-Z-I-T-I-V-A-M-E-N-T-E, Positivamente Yo, which is Y-O. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, and like and subscribe on all of your podcasting listening formats. Well, Positivamente Yo family, thank you for joining me for my very first episode of our podcast, and to my co-host, Diva Devoted, for part one on disclosure and stigmas. Thank you so much, so much for being a part of my very first show, and I wanted to highlight you first because you are so beautiful. And my final thoughts for this week are the fact that we as a community, as a global community and society, are so interconnected, and Diva's powerful words of wisdom and knowledge and sharing and caring and love are what transcends all, and that the stigmas that we face as POS people are the fact, and I will stick with that forever. We all need a strong pillar, and for you, my Positivamente Yo family, and you, Diva Devoted, you are my pillars, and so I love you all. Please stay tuned. Next week, we're going to have another co-host that's going to share still. We're going to stay on the stigma and disclosure topic just because it's so powerful. And these next two co-hosts that I've interviewed are just so powerful. So please stay tuned for part two, episode two of Positivamente Yo. Have a great week. H. Luis Progreso. Subscribe, like. I love you all. Have an amazing week. Bye-bye.